This is the year of the letdown in the NFL.
Oh, every week you're seeing it. And what do you mean a comeback of the year for Drew Brees? He's had a great year before came off surgery. He's a Purdue Boilermaker, by the way. And so he has a good year every year in some people's estimation, that people who graduated from Purdue University. But, you know, it's very difficult to maintain the level of intensity week after week after week. And so many of these teams are not that much far apart as to, you know, the talent on these teams. You know, who would have thought that the New Orleans Saints would be doing what they're doing this year after what happened to them last year? And I think they've done a marvelous job, but the thing is, the thing that you want to be is at the end of the season to be playing well. Now, they captured their division title after losing. I don't know whether that means anything or not, but the problem is, when you get into the playoffs, you better be healthy, for one thing, hopefully, and you better be playing your best football. And so if you can't get up for playoffs, then you can't get up for anything. But the New Orleans Saints, if you'd have said before the season, you think with their chances of making the playoffs, winning their division, and you'd probably say, well, there's no way. These are nomads. You know, they don't have a home, and they're not together. But they did put it together this year, and I think Drew Brees had a lot to do with that.
What do you think, Sam Huff, about a strategic loss that some teams, whether it's Indianapolis last year or, in this case, a team that has so much promise but still has to get over that psychological barrier, the final weeks, the home stretch itself, that a loss, if it's treated properly, can make them remember how difficult it is to lose and get that game right for the playoffs?
Hey, wait a minute now. You had us pick guys who think are going to go to the Super Bowl. Didn't I say at that time the New England Patriots, because they had been there before, they've won the Super Bowl and everything else?
Yes, you did. I remember hearing you say that, Sam.
That's right. You know, right. And my good friends jumped on me. He said, you got to be kidding, this and that, and look at this, look at the Indianapolis and everything else. And I think you guys jinxed Indianapolis, because they've won very few games since then. But Tom Brady is just set. I mean, the quarterback in today's game just means so much. And I just haven't seen anybody in today's game equal Tom Brady. I mean, he is cool hand Luke back there. And I think, you know, as defensive ball players, you gain such great respect for the quarterbacks, because, I mean, we hit them, and we hit them hard. And they get down, they get up, and they throw the ball. And like Lenny Dawson there, and this kid Brady is very much like Lynn Dawson was in his prime. And so I think that the quarterback is still the guy that's going to win football games for you. But, of course, on the radio, I always say that defense wins. You know, I have to pick up for the defense.
How about the fact that last week they were shut out, New England was shut out by Miami, and the character of that team to come back, you know, a week later and really play some outstanding football? That shows something about, I guess, the character of that football team, and in particular, I think, Tom Brady.